Good evening, everyone. This is producer Evan, and I'm just chiming in to let you know that this week we are bringing you the live recording of the panel that the SAG crew did down at Too Many Games Convention in Philadelphia. Can you tell when the sound went bad? Find out now. This is the Stone Age Gamer.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 106 of the Stone Age Gamer Podcast. My name is Chris, and I am your host. With me tonight are excellent bearded man, Dan Ryan.
Good evening, everyone.
And... Sonic the Hedgehog, Dean DeFalco.
That's hot. I gotta go fast.
That wasn't really very fast, I gotta be honest with
Listen,
you.
Listen, it was 3 feet, I couldn't do it, okay?
The physics engine wasn't catching up
with you? No. What do they call it, the turbo blaster for Sega?
Your blast processing,
wasn't there, I apologize.
Your blast processed right through the door, this is just fantastic.
Yeah, it is, right?
That is just...
This is removal.
Don't rip off, that hurts! That hurts!
It's Velcroed, it's fantastic.
This is... going to be heard by other people, so you should explain what
you're doing. I'm just a Sonic the Hedgehog.
There we go. Thank you.
Hot and great. So once you explain this, I'd opt to go first.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. So what we're doing is what we're calling Buy Something, Will Ya, which is our we've been doing this at panels for a couple of years now. And what we do is the three of us each have a $20 budget to walk around the con floor, in this case, Too Many Games 2016, hooray, to find the most ridiculous, awesome, stupid, whatever it is, thing we can for $20 or less. Dean wants to go first. Dean, why don't you kick us off? What did you find?
I don't know where I put it. Hang on. I'm not sure where I put it. It might be in one of my pockets, so I'm just going to start taking off clothes till I find it, okay? All right. Okay.
Okay.
So hang on. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So if you could just...
Do you want me to hold your
mic?
Yeah,
please.
Okay.
Fill some space. This is...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Sonic the Hedgehog burlesque happening right now.
Can I get a little help with the zipper?
Our lovely assistant.
Yes.
Surprisingly enough, this is not nearly as sexy as it sounds.
No, not at all.
This is just kind of average and sad.
There's a hot man under here, I'll have you know, okay?
He is a hot man.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No one under the table.
I still don't know where I put it. I'm gonna have to keep going. So I'll keep you guys entertained for him. Yeah, I will strip.
This is
like
a shtick.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it is a shtick.
The vest lord is removing his vest.
No, yeah, I do have to remove my patented power vest that I got from the Cosmos. It was $29.99 at Kmart. You can buy them there. No, but that is not the prize.
Yes, the vest is not the prize.
No, I just wear that all the time.
He brought this one.
That's a prize for all of you.
It's still really hot, and I'm getting to the bottom of it. Hank, I see it. I know where I put it.
This is taking a little while.
Now I know where I put it. I'm wearing it. So I'm going to walk around because this was exactly $20. And if you guys don't, well, for those of you listening, I got a bucket of iced tea with some ice cubes in it. And they're not just... like liquid and solids, they are an actual iced tea. The wrapper in a nice—he's in a nice jug. He's all nice and form fitted.
Is that a tea bag I see?
There's
in the corner
a Mr.
There?
Tea bag.
Yeah, there's a Mr. T as well. So you know, I got all my bases covered. I just want to make sure everyone sees this because this is what I do. I parade and gallivant, and I'm very good at it. So
this
thank
is
you.
How he won
thank
last you. Year. Is yes. he bought a kimono yes. and paraded so around
please,
the room?
Please soak in the greatness of this fantastic shirt.
$20. Today was, as a matter of fact, a good day.
It was a good day. Thank you. I got this.
Some
from...
of you got the ice cube joke.
Yeah,
the
rest I got of you... this from. Let's see.
Go back and it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh ho ho! My goodness, the heckling has begun,
Ow.
Sir. Listen,
Ow.
Zelda.
10
all right.
points off. Get out. Okay, so
he
I got this at Weird Kids at School. Really nice guy. He had a lot of crazy stuff. Just real quick, he also had a tube of toothpaste from the 1980s that was in MC Hammer fashion. It was called Hammerman toothpaste.
Yeah, for $25.
Grape flavored.
I know. I almost that was offensive.
If it couldn't get any
I almost
better.
Bought it.
Yeah. And there
the
also
horse, it was
the Archie Bunker's grandson, anatomically correct doll.
Oh, that's that movie.
Went over, went over the budget though.
$65.
Yes,
worth every penny.
I want it. Like, it is an anatomically correct baby doll of Archie Bunker. You don't know who Archie Bunker is. Certainly not you.
Some of them might.
Some of you do, but apparently it wets itself. And he wants $65 for it. And we've just lost three people running out to try and go buy it now. Right? Like, I mean, it's just...
Why is the marketplace closed?
My goodness.
I gotta put the vet. Oh, you know what? I'll keep it open.
You gotta keep it open though, because
so people can understand what
boy.
They're seeing.
They have to.
All right. Okay,
well,
I'm good.
And certainly video game related.
Yes.
So well done.
Great job.
One of them was in a video game, weren't they?
I think Mr. T had his own video
was
game.
In a video
Maybe
game?
Mr. T definitely had a video game at some point.
Mr. T and
I'm
the
sure
T Squad.
Listen, yeah. I'm sure there's some Law and Order game with Ice T in it somewhere.
Probably.
What is he in? Criminal.
I think somebody
Doesn't
just
matter.
Tried to make a T.
SVU. He was in SVU.
Anyway, I want to see what you guys have. So let's do this.
All right.
No, yours is it's big. We're going in.
Yeah,
order.
Let's see what's in the garbage can.
Okay. So I bought this for $20. I saw it. And I couldn't stop laughing, so I asked them, what is with this thing? And they said, make me an offer. I said, $20? They said, okay. So here we go.
I'm really excited for this, because he bought his first on Friday, like, as soon as he got here, like, 1 o'clock. So, to be honest, I didn't even know this was it. I just thought this was something at the booth we were staying at. I thought it was a fixture. It's not. So, let's see. It's
just, wait, guys, it's are in the splash zone. It's a garbage can.
Oh my god.
Full of e-readers.
What?
What?
That's, I don't know, what would you say? Is that like a 16-gallon trash can? I mean, because you have to give...
I also get the trash
can. Well, that, I mean, that's a steal at that, but that was just smart shopping, Chris.
I'm impressed.
So what you're saying is you bought a trash can with e-readers.
Exactly.
They gave me free e-readers with my $20 trash can.
Did they come with cards or anything or not? No?
Well, I think some of these do, because some of them are in the box. Like, here, I'll get back.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
No, leave the mess there. It's fine. We'll clean it up later.
Yeah, we'll clean it up later. If anyone wants an e-reader.
Free e-readers! Go ahead,
free
take
e-readers for everyone. Take that roast
of
Mario panel.
It's a souvenir from the podcast. Tell your friends that, you know, you don't get anything else from the other podcast. We're just giving stuff
That's
away.
That's right. We're just giving stuff away.
Nobody else gives you useless garbage no one wanted.
That's
literally
right.
From a garbage can.
So let's see. We've got some, definitely, we've got some Japanese ones going on here.
All right.
I think they're all Japanese. What is this?
Any of these the Puzzle and Dragons version?
No, no,
do they not have
probably
one of those?
Not.
Is Ferg here? I got to get in my reference for him now.
He was here earlier. What? I don't even know what I'm looking at here. This is not on the American version.
Is it a
There's
Transformer?
Like little things that come off of it or something.
You're gonna break it.
Oh no!
Stop!
What will I do if I break this one? Whatever. There's a thing here. What's in this? Oh, tell me. There's Pokemon. Any cards?
I was going to put it back in so you could open it. I was just previewing. Oh. Okay.
I love this. This is great.
Yes. Oh, it's different colors. This one's blue.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that.
This? Awesome. Are there any cards anywhere, though?
No, this is just an instruction manual
what
that looks...
Wow, yeah, seriously. But, yeah,
this game looks terrible. Look at that. It's like... I don't even know what that is.
Wow, it's something Pokemon.
It's
related.
Like Custer's Last Stand
Dude,
with Ponyta.
Pikachu's farting here. Like, I don't understand
oh
what's going
God.
On.
Oh, my God. Yo, there is a fart cloud coming out of Pikachu
we'll
on
pass
this
that
thing
around
right here.
A second.
Look, here, pass this around.
There you go, pass that around.
That image right there, there's totally a giant yellow fart cloud coming out of Pikachu. So, yes.
He's farting either way.
Either
yes.
way.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes, the answer to your question is yes. So, yes,
Does
that
the
is
Does the circle mean you should do it?
Yes.
Okay.
Circle gets the square.
That is my submission, a garbage can full of e-readers.
I'll tell you what,
well,
man, that, not bad. Not bad.
I was fairly certain that you'd never seen anything quite like it.
No.
Let's hope so. He's like,
I'm going to
go
with
I
want to
go
cloud.
With electric farts.
I like electric
paralysis
fart cloud.
Cloud of death. All right, so Chris, we finished up with you.
Wow,
do you have
Chris.
Anything else to say about the garbage can full of
It's also, I don't know what I'm going to do with this now that I'm done. Now I get to take these home.
Karen is going to be so excited.
I did not think about the end game, nor did I think about my wife.
Yeah, you're right. You can't put this in the plastic
bag. Honey, look what I did. Again.
They will, true.
That's a good garbage can. There's no reason to get rid of that.
No, really.
The can was definitely worth the $20.
All right, so let's get over to Dan.
Yes, let's see. What's Dan got cooking for us?
All right, so I have three things. I only spent $15 because...
Whoa. Three things?
I know
it
what...
It counts because one of them is free.
One of them is free. I think you should really... Yeah.
I'm going with these. So...
I almost bought these.
What is it?
I almost bought these.
Are those liquid games?
These are Dean DeFalco, Sonic the Hedgehog, shampoo, and antibacterial body washes. And see, now what's awesome about these is that while you are in the bathtub,
you can play a game.
You can play a little game. It's got like little water splashies on the front of it that don't work anymore. So I have to find a way to like drill a hole and put some water in here. But these are a steal. $15 for the pair.
Oh, they get down. Wow.
This is like the best Sonic game I've ever played.
Hey!
It's just as broken as the rest of them.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
That's not nice. Shots fired.
No,
Dan.
It's not. But there's really not much more to say than.
Let's see.
Than
Kids
that.
Choice. Try Sonic's other bath products, How to Play.
They don't even advertise. Like, they have no faith in their product.
No.
There's not even an ad. Try the other bath products. We're not going to tell you what they
are,
though.
Go
find
them. Good
luck.
It's a secret to everybody. It's a secret to everyone.
Hoping somebody would pick. So.
Instructions for good, clean fun. 1. Squeeze a dab of soap onto hands or washcloth. 2. Lather. Wash hands and body.
Ooh.
3 rinse.
What hotel are we staying at?
Take it easy, you. I got separate beds for you guys.
All right.
I almost bought these. These were my runners up. I was looking at them. They were going to go for me $20. And then I found the garbage can full of eater-eaters, and I decided that I laughed harder at this than that. So.
I don't know. These are ridiculous. I also got, it was free.
Hold on a second, Dan. You got to tell the interaction with the guy.
Cause
he walks up.
Oh, yeah. So I walked up to the guy whose back was turned to us because he didn't care about these. And I said, sir, good merchant, please come here. And I said, would you take, and before I even finish, yes, get these away from me. All right, then. Fabulous. I should have gone lower than 15. Would you take this pocket lint I have, sir? $15. So I also got from our good friends at Tiki Tiki Board Games in Woodbury, New Jersey, the World According to Ubi. Now, this is a triangularly shaped box of a game that I have no idea what it's about, but it is, however...
Published by Ubisoft?
No, you would think so. This is the North American edition from the creators, from the very weird people who created Trivial Pursuit. Much less successful follow-up to Trivial Pursuit.
Does it say it on there?
Apparently, this is the selling point of this game.
As you were
walking through, I don't know, this looks like it's from a Kmart or a Jamesway or possibly a Clover.
You want to go with Bradley's too while you're at it?
Yeah, I'm in my 30s, whatever.
What about Woolworths, Dan? What about Woolworths?
From the Five and Dime. The selling point of this game is that it is written in a language of its own and played with a unique map of the world. Ubi challenges players to decipher clues given on Ubi End answer cards and to collect a ruby, a scoring piece, or a ruby Ubi.
Stop. Just stop it.
But watch out. That's not it. Red herrings about... Get it? Red herrings... and Great Caesar's ghost lurk within the game. Yeah, I have no idea what any of this means. I was buried, not praised, apparently, is what the triangle says, which now I feel
is
very
this
threatened.
Is like Illuminati stuff? I don't
have
understand.
No idea. There's like bags of stuff. What the hell is this?
These are nice pouches.
This is totally Illuminati propaganda.
I have no idea what any of these things are. There are Ubi cards, and it looks like it's complete.
Okay, no, real talk right now. There's eyes on these things. This is definitely becoming Illuminati. No,
they don't work.
Probably not going to work.
Well, they work in the e-reader.
They don't
because
work,
perhaps.
Man. They don't
damn
work.
Damn it. I think that's probably the e-reader's fault, quite honestly.
Probably, yeah. I agree.
Oh, God.
One of the let's see if any of you can answer this. Ubi, a bridge too far B. Anybody have any? Yeah.
Epsilon.
Eggplant.
Arnhem Holland.
Oh,
obviously,
that was my next guess.
Obviously,
that was
Arnhem
my next
Holland.
Guess.
I don't even understand what just happened.
I have no idea what. I'm glad I didn't pay for this. I'm not sure how I should feel about Ryan giving this to me, though. Maybe he doesn't like me.
Maybe he actually wants you to die. I just wanted to chime in real quick. My trash can full of e-readers came from Save Point. They were incredibly cool people. They were very nice. I almost bought another game from them, and then it sold, and I was sad. Yes, I went back, and I asked. It sold. They told me it sold. There was a copy of Home Improvement for Super Nintendo that I was just wanted to get my hands on, but sadly... Yes, if anybody does not know, there was a Home Improvement game for Super Nintendo starring Tim the Toolman Taylor fighting Velociraptors with a nail gun. It's real.
Yeah, no, it's great. No, well, no, it's terrible.
It's yes, and it's awful.
It's my favorite episode of that show.
Yes, but I wanted to own it just for the sheer absurdity of it, and it was sitting at the bottom of their case like the entire time, and I wanted to show it to my friend Evan back there because he didn't believe me that it existed. So I had them show him the game, and then they put it back on top. And once it was on top of the pile, you could see the cover with Al Borland, the neighbor with the big luxurious beard.
No, that wasn't.
And
Wilson.
Wilson was the neighbor. Sir. Al was the co-host. That's co-host, what I mean. The co-host. Yes, Al with the. You
My
never
goodness.
See his face.
Wilson,
yes.
Yeah, he was great.
Yes, exactly. So, yes, Al Borland and Tim the Toolman Taylor on the front. There's plaid. There's the logo. It's just glorious.
Couldn't get much better, but it's
was
not
Pam
there.
Anderson in it? Because she was on the show, right? Like
she was.
The first...
Was she one of the...
Yeah,
the,
like the
she
first
She was the first one.
Yeah.
I think.
And then she got Baywatch. And then,
well,
and then bad things happened.
Best day ever. And the rest is history. Yes, indeed.
My goodness.
All right, so let's put it to a vote. We have... The iced tea shirt with ice cubes and a Mr.
I'm gonna
tea
wear
bag.
This out, okay? This is something that everyone wants.
Is he
even
going
if
to
he
wear
loses,
it out?
He
is
wins.
He really?
We is have he? My garbage can
Put
full of e-readers, and we have the Sonic the Hedgehog body wash and shampoo. So,
but before we go, I'll tell you, if I win, I will wear this to dinner, and I will take Instagram pictures, and I will put it up for everyone to see. I will make an ass of myself. I will tell the waiter, do you see this shirt? It's a great shirt.
Guy,
I'm sweetening the pot.
Guy, bargaining. I already gave out e-readers.
I gotta try, man.
Sounds
and
desperate.
I'm sorry.
Sounds desperate.
All right, so let's
we go.
Go.
We're good.
Let's go by applause. Dean.
Boo. Well.
Not one? Guys.
No, those are
pity
claps. You stop it.
Clap.
You stop it. That was as organic as it could possibly be.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
For Dean? Ugh.
Garbage can full of e-readers. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I see not some bad. Silence here. I see
There's
some
silence.
Silence.
It's not bad.
Sonic the Hedgehog shampoo and body wash. Wow, all right.
Dan Ryan, everyone, winner of this year.
Our new champion,
That's
Dan
right.
Ryan.
Finally, after like doing 15
this
of these.
This is his first win? Yeah,
all right,
this
listen,
is,
we've done like four.
Yes,
relax.
This is the fourth.
Okay.
I've got two under my
Don't
belt.
Pay attention.
I got two from Paper Cuts with the Batman hairbrush and the Walk of Shame Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
And.
You brought those, right?
I didn't bring them here. They're at the at the booth. If anyone wants to see them, they're at the Stone Age Gamer booth.
You can see them tomorrow.
If you really want to see them, I'll show them
to
you.
Can we get all of these things like gold plated after they win?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
then,
sure.
Can we put them up in the Stone Age Gamer booth every year? Yes.
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, definitely.
I love
this.
It's recorded now, so it has to happen.
Dean won last year by starting in a kimono. Yeah. And and now the Sonic the Hedgehog body wash
and shampoo.
I won
with good, clean fun.
Oh.
It's me. I'm the wholesome one. That's right.
How are we doing on time? What kind of time do we have left here?
We got a.
We have.
Oh, all right.
No,
that did not
take
very long.
The defender of the cosmos or whatever out there was giving us the rundown, so we kind of rushed just in case we weren't.
Yes, just in case things went over. I didn't know how long we'd be looking at the e-readers.
Because that moneymaker right there.
That's right.
All yours, dude.
I get to bring these home now.
Well,
mine forever. Goodness.
Does anyone have any questions about the show? Because otherwise, yes. We'll just go into some talk about what we normally do, right?
Exactly. Does anyone have any questions for us? Shoot.
Walk over to him with a microphone.
Dan, why are we so funny?
Why are we so funny? Because of me.
That's true. It's because of Dan.
I don't know. It's a hard question to quantify, sir. It's very deep of you to ask. I don't know, because we're all jerks. Really, I think is what it comes down to, and none of us really have any shame, and we should, but we don't. So,
as you can see by what we all did today, well, no, Dan, you were the most normal one here. I mean, Chris dumped the.
Well, I also showed up at 6 o'clock. You guys have been here for 2 days, and I walked around and went that. And because Archie Bunker's grandson's penis wouldn't be sold to me for $65.
We just found the title of the podcast there.
In case you hadn't picked up on that, we always name our podcast after one of the more ridiculous things said during the show. That way, if you ever want to look back at an episode, you can't figure out what it is.
That's right.
Because the subject matter is never involved in the title.
No.
You're welcome.
So, makes it really... I wonder what they had to say about E3. Good luck.
Let's see, when was that?
Figure it out.
Well, we did three separate episodes of that where it was you and me, and then I think me and Dan, maybe another episode, but none of them had E3 in the title. I'm pretty sure the one Dan and I did was called We're Not Good at This.
Yes.
That is because we played Puzzle and Dragons and tried to talk at the same time.
Did not work.
Did not go well. No, it didn't.
I haven't even listened to it yet.
It ended in sadness and wasted stamina.
It's okay.
No good.
It was worth it. I had a fun time.
Like somebody's trying to get in here.
Don't let him in.
Let him in.
I'm kidding. Let him in. Say hello.
No, Evan's back there.
Who is it?
Did I stealthily come in?
I didn't even know I was here. That's weird.
I don't go at it.
Does anybody else have any questions for us?
I mean, it's cool if you don't, because we'll just keep talking about other crap now. I mean, so... What we got here is what we could afford. What was the coolest thing that you saw, Chris?
Home Improvement for Super Nintendo.
How much was that, by the way? Just
it was,
out of curiosity.
$70.
$70. Yeah. See, now, at the same booth where Archie Bunker's grandson's penis is located, they also have a Punisher toy. And back in the day, the good folks at Toy Biz thought it would be a good idea to make a transforming Punisher that transformed into a gun. Which you can see, not a very large step in logic there. He shoots people. Let's make him a gun. The gun, however, comes out of his crotch.
That's the way to do it.
Split him open, and just this monstrous cannon comes out of the Punisher's crotch. And yes. I asked him. I said, "Sir, how much for the Punisher's crotch gun?" And that was $175.
Oh wow.
And
did it come with bullets?
Right, I said worth it too. No bullet. It didn't even have the little like fire, like the red or the orangey red
the
missiles.
Cap.
It was just
a
gun.
Didn't even have that. But $175 for a Punisher's crotch gun.
That's a lot of nuts.
I mean.
They also had
my goodness
a Thomas the Tank Engine Transformer.
Saw
and
that.
I was all about that, but $55.
Yeesh! Wow. Yeah.
It was.
Oh, he was great. Yeah, he was great. I thought it was a knockoff, which is why I really wanted it, but I think it was legit.
That was official Thomas merch. I must have missed that episode as my children were growing.
Where he transforms into a robot and stomps the town out? Yeah, I missed that one too. The conductor had a really bad day that day cleaning up.
Did anybody see the Pikachu repainted as Deadpool?
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Was that the Amiibo?
They took an Amiibo.
Yeah.
And painted him Deadpool. That's awesome.
That was awesome. And they're giving it away for the winner of the Smash tournament.
Oh, that's cool.
The Smash Wrestling tournament? I'm going to keep hitting this thing because it should not be near me.
Not the wrestling tournament.
Not the wrestling tournament. Okay. I walked in here at 6 o'clock, and Link and Solid Snake were wrestling each other in the back of this place.
It was a dream come true, man.
Very strange. Somebody should have warned me about this.
Oh. No, please. We don't need
I
to
am
do this.
Sad
we really don't
that
do
I missed.
We'll make a link to this in the show notes.
We have our very own – you need a microphone, sir. I mean, come on now.
For some reason, Dean decided that he was going to get dressed as Sonic. So we did everything in our power to make it as uncomfortable for him as possible. There was a good long period of time where he was taking photos, and then Chris showed up and he said, "We have to find Dancing Mario." Apparently there's another gentleman in a large-headed Mario costume wandering mm-hmm. around, and I happened to find him, and he was sitting right beside the wrestling ring. So we led Dean down the hallway, arm in arm. It was very adorable. Chris, like he was a blind man.
I've seen that thing, so.
And then Sonic and Mario proceeded to wrestle in the rink.
It was fantastic.
All the gloriousness will actually be on video on our website.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He got his ass kicked.
What? Evan, what's the website? You can't just say
I'm
website.
I assume that Chris will go through his spiel at
well,
the end.
Yeah, but...
Well, we are at geekaid.com and
there
we
go,
have a YouTube
you.
Channel.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's...
You can find it on any of our social media. You can go to Facebook, check it out. But if you want to type it in, it's Geek Life TV with 2 3s, because that's how cool people do it. It was our old name, and YouTube's like, you can't change it. That's stupid. No, you literally can't change it. YouTube won't talk to me unless I have 6 million subscribers. So.
Son of a.
Well, we're so close.
We're moving on the door.
6 million.
Somewhere around between 6 million short. Like.
You.
Tell your friends, tell the kids, tell your family, you know.
It's close to my heart.
Subscribe to us. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that because we put plenty of cool stuff on there. We have our own version of a Let's Player going on. Those guys are great. Everyone probably.
Robot Nightmare, they're pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. All sorts of ridiculous.
They did UFC 2 where they created a belt on Nigel Thornberry. And Nigel Thornberry versus Nigel Thornberry in UFC. It's
That's pretty fierce.
Smashing.
It was.
You're supposed to.
You asked me what the coolest thing I said before we go on any more of the plugs. I wanted to say that the coolest thing that I saw at the show, without a doubt, was, and I swear it's not just because of the Stonehenge Gamer connection, but at the Stonehenge Gamer booth, somebody who works for the company is a huge Virtual Boy fanatic, and they have a copy of Hyper Fighting for the Virtual Boy.
Oh, wow.
And I've never actually played it. I've seen videos of
that. That's why everybody's playing Virtual Boy here,
bro. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's somebody made a homebrew version of Street Fighter for the Virtual Boy, and it's actually really good.
It operates
like,
very well.
It is phenomenally good.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. That is without a doubt the coolest thing I saw today.
We would bring it up even if we weren't getting paid big bucks.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That fat Stony Gamer cash, how else can I afford all these gears?
And just afford to give them away. I mean, you're just such a generous family with money bags.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. Rainy readers.
Yeah, don't listen to the audience. You can like write some Dan, what about you? I'm sure you saw something. Besides Archie Bunker's grandson, Pete.
No, that's really the best thing I saw. That is so ridiculous. Now, there was also at the same booth, like, and prices are too much, so I'm not going to mention the name, also I didn't get it, because I don't care. There was a pair of Wonder Woman scissors.
We almost got those.
Wonder Woman scissors that very inappropriately scissored when you open them.
They're all right.
I don't know, I've been trying to think in my mind like how you could appropriately make scissors out of a woman, and I got nothing.
Like the legs, what, her arms? Just like flapping? But like she's out Baptist revival? I don't know, that's a one woman thing. But like the it's just off, like awful. Just awful. But awesome.
It would go great for my Batman.
It really, like, that's, I said that to Evan when we were looking at him. I was like, I can't believe you didn't buy them.
I didn't see them.
How could you not?
Wait, the scissors?
I was
going to buy the scissors, but, like, I just...
There was some Play-Doh scent in the clone that I saw, which is just creepy. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah, you Play-Doh scent in the clone, Mr. Bubble cologne.
Yeah, there was some Kramer cologne.
That's
you can smell, like, the beach. It actually didn't smell bad, but weird enough.
Yes.
This is the friendly version of the podcast. I'll stop now.
What's the coolest thing you saw?
The stuff at the Fizzman booth is all really cool. Those sculpted statues that he makes out of the...
Those are cool.
He has some reasonable ones too, like the little Kirby ones, the Waterloos and stuff. They're like $25. I might buy one tomorrow because they're pretty dope looking, man. And I mean, he spends a lot of time on that. He's been doing it for a while too. Like, we interviewed him when I first started the site like 4 years ago. And like, they've just gotten better and better. And I mean, it beats the crap out of like the 3D printing stuff because a lot of time and like focus goes into that, where 3D printing, you just, all right, yeah, here's a blueprint and stuff. You know, this you actually take time and effort to do. So. Yeah, I really thought they were kind of cool, and everyone should go check them out because they have a lot of really cool ones. Yes?
Could you elaborate on how they were made? Because I thought they were just 3D printed.
No. The Fizzman ones are like some sort of porcelain or clay or something like that. They're very well done. You can pick them up, they're pretty heavy too. Like, because 3D printed stuff, if anyone's ever picked one up, they're pretty light, you know, there's nothing too crazy about them. But yeah, these are really, really nicely done. Unless he changed the way he did it, then he copped out, and now I'm sad. But I'm hoping they're still made the same way. Okay, yeah, he does a really good job. Yes?
Was that the guy who made the little figures out of resin?
Resin, thank you.
Is that what it was?
Porcelain, not resin, porcelain. I apologize.
You know, like the
Mr.
Meeseeks and the Anthrops and stuff like that?
Yeah.
The whale dogs?
Yeah, those are really cool. They're all hand-painted, I think, too. So, like, he does a really, really nice job. And they're reasonable, because, again, not to crap on 3D printed stuff, but some of the people were like $65 for a little like Final Fantasy IX figurine. I'm like, that's nuts! I don't want to pay that! So, yeah. That's
not cool for something you stole off the internet.
No.
That's
almost as bad as me charging $30 for Tecmo's involved for Nintendo, and the label is garbage!
Oh, like, crap, the label, that's not
great.
That is not cool.
Bad time.
I also got the sweet cat sticker that I'm probably going to put on myself sooner or later. Yeah, we got an after party to go to. I want to make myself look as stupid as possible. So. But I think that's it, Chris. Like, I mean, you got anything else you want to talk about? You want to talk about some E3 stuff? Does anyone have anything to talk about that? Like,
I just wanted to say that I downloaded the demo for Rhythm Heaven Megamix.
Oh, hell yes.
It is absolutely phenomenal. If you do not have, if you do not play Rhythm Heaven, and you have even the slightest like for Nintendo products, you absolutely have to play this game. It is pure insanity. Rhythm Heaven Fever for Wii is spectacular, and this Megamix for 3DS has stuff from the original Game Boy Advance one that never came out here, the DS game, and with button controls instead of the weird touch controls for the DS game, which was the only real problem with it, and the Wii game, and it is just spectacular. It is pure joy in a game, and it's difficult. There's a lot more feedback than the 3DS one, because you can, as you're tapping on the, pressing the buttons, the bottom screen will show you if you're coming in early or coming in late, so it's a lot easier to kind of get a grip on the rhythm of what's happening in the game. But it's the demo is free, try it. It's, you're pulling hairs out of a potato.
Every time I buy potatoes.
There's this bear one, which has just like the craziest sexual overtones I've ever seen. So you're like this bear, and there's these cats next to you, and they're giving you these logs, and this big burly bear woodcutter. And you just have to chop the wood on rhythm.
Yeah.
But the cats are all stretchy and weird and shit, so like they stretch at the hip, and then like a crowd of them comes out and starts dancing around you.
Like a burlesque show?
It is crazy bizarre, but it is so good. You absolutely have to check this out. Bizarre.
Somehow, you managed to curse when even I did.
Wow, yeah!
Crap baskets.
Back to the normal.
Yeah. That sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculously fun.
Dan, have you played anything besides Puzzles? You want to talk about Puzzles? You want to say how great you are at that game?
I'm not that good.
Oh, you're great.
You're not. I'm all right.
Yeah, you are.
Well, you know.
It's all about the company.
It is all about, yes.
What's that?
Yes.
Doctor Who Legacy is like sort of like Puzzles and Dragons.
Yeah, it is. It's very similar.
And I think I have been addicted to that.
It's fun, but I don't know. There's something about Puzzle and Dragons that has grabbed me in a way that I don't like to talk about in public in front of people. I've spent more time on that game than I have really any other game. Yeah, like there's no reason that I should be playing it as much as I do. Yet every day I continue to log in. I'm like, oh, there's new stuff. Like 315 days or whatever that I've logged into this game to play, there's still stuff to do, which is pretty fabulous. But I did just pick up, Lego Batman 3 and the Tomb Raider Definitive Edition because they were on sale on the PlayStation Network for like $10 for both of them. And
it was a weird combo.
It was, but I had previously played the Tomb Raider game on PS3 and it is so much better looking on the PS4. Like, it is a gorgeous game to begin with and I am so hyped for that sequel to finally come out because I do not own an Xbox One. I will not own an Xbox One. Even if it was given to me, I would give it away because the name is that awful. But it is such a good game. And right now, I mean, we're talking about a three-year-old game now, but it is a retro game, so does that count? 3 years, is that retro now?
Sure.
Okay. It is such an amazing game. Like, it is one of the very, very few titles that I've ever played where I actually care what happens to the character that I'm playing. Like, I don't know that I've played a game that does a better job of making you care about the main character. Right from the get-go, Lara is in just the worst possible situation. The ship gets all torn up, she gets stabbed like a big stick goes through her side, and she's like flipping through. There's this weird dude in a mask chasing her, and just, oh, sweetie, come on, I'll help you, let's go, let's get out of here. Like, it's just, I feel for this character, and it's a game I've already finished. And I still, like, I know what's gonna happen, I know what I have to do, and I'm still emotionally invested in it.
The death scenes are awesome. Yeah.
I like
that game.
It's awful. Like, I felt bad. I was like, normally, like, Kratos dies, I'm like, yeah, whatever, you were kind of a prick, you deserved it. But, like, she dies, like, oh, man, I'm not good enough.
I love her father figure in that game, Conrad, I think.
Yeah.
I always had this thing though, because he's always on the walkie-talkie, like talking to me, and he says, Lara, and I feel like just on his off time, he gets bored, and he's like, Lara, what are you doing? Oh, you're getting shot at, that's great.
That's cool.
I have a broken leg, I'm sitting here. Enjoy!
Enjoy. Good on you.
You genuinely care when Lara dies in that game.
Yes.
It's sad.
It's sad.
It
I genuinely care when I die in Mighty No. 9 because it's going to be another 10 minutes before the game reloads.
Is it that bad? Dean and I talked about this on our show last week. Dean, Mighty No. 9, do we all know? Can we just nod? Okay, good. Yeah. So we don't have to explain. So is it awful?
No.
Okay. Is it disappointing?
Yes.
Okay. That makes it worse, I feel. Like, because if it were just bad,
it's not bad. It's just, it's a good game.
It's okay?
It's got some really cool concepts. It's just not polished. That's the biggest problem I have with it. It's been in development for so long, and it's not polished.
It's a good thing they delayed it for, over and over again.
I wish they would have delayed it again so they could have polished this game up, because that's really what it's missing. It's almost like comparing Mega Man 1 to Mega Man 2.
Okay, that's fair.
So, I mean, like, if a really talented dev team makes a sequel to this, then that's phenomenal. I would be excited to see more from this game. It's just, it's horribly disappointing that, like, the art style looks old. It looks bad. It just doesn't look like there's any soul in the game. That's really my biggest gripe.
Well, and that, I mean, Dean and I talked about it, but, I mean, they were developing for 10 different consoles, or 10 different platforms at the same time. Like, one team working on 10 iterations of the game.
Yeah, they were definitely stretched
out. Really dumb.
Yeah, it's not.
That's a really bad idea.
Not a smart way of going about it.
You would think. All right.
And there's still not even all available.
We have to wrap this up now. We are the Stone Age Gamer Podcast. You can find us on geekgame.com as well as tons of other articles, videos, and podcasts. Thank you for visiting. I miss you already.
Give the defender a round of applause.
You guys are mean-spirited.
You just applauded her. Sarcastically.
It was
real.
Whatever, I'm a winner.
We are one of many podcasts on the geekhate.com. Please check us out. We have a comic book podcast called Paper Cuts. I do a video game music podcast called Wave Back, where I play my friend Vicky geek out about video game music. It's
okay.
Paper Cuts
is way better because I host that one.
Yes.
But I mean,
alright. There's lots of different series that we do. We have a couple of video series, as you mentioned, on the YouTube channel. We are sponsored by StoneAgeGamer.com, which is an excellent website where you can buy tons of really cool things, including excellent EverDrives, Gameboy Advance EverDrive. They've got on display here at the show. It's cool as heck. And they're extraordinarily gracious to let us use their name and be associated with us on purpose. They listen to the show and say, yeah, we're okay with that.
Yeah, we like it.
We don't understand why, but we're happy they actually listen.
It's okay.
And also just a genuinely huge thanks to all of you for showing up and for you guys for coming back. And you over there.
Yes, we remember.
Last year. That was fantastic. And thanks everybody for coming in here and listening to us talk. I'm Chris.
I'm Dan. I didn't sound sure.
I'm Dan Ryan.
I'm Dan
They're both Dan Ryan.
That's good.
I'm not. And keep playing games.